This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1632. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 29th, Afghanistan, Australia, Bangladesh, Brazil, Canada, China, Ethiopia, Finland, Greece, Kuwait, Madagascar, Morocco, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Somaliland, Swains Island, Turkey, USA, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. We've been wondering what's become of Radio Afghanistan, which reactivated an external service about a year ago and was being heard between 1530 and 1630 UT in English and Urdu on 6100 or 7200 kilohertz, but there have been no reports of it since last April. Now we have information from inside the country that the staff of Radio Afghanistan are still producing programs every day, including 30 minutes in Arabic and Russian, in addition to English and Urdu that we already knew about, even though it appears the shortwave transmitter has not worked for several months. The official line from Radio Afghanistan management to outsiders is that the station is on the air for 2 hours a day on 6100 from a so-called 400 kilowatt transmitter. Jerry Linneman in Waco, Texas says finally Radio Simban audible here, but so far only once, August 24th from 11 UT, with Greek music on 2368.5 kHz, but it was down in noise by about 1150. He says, I've logged their carrier several times, but this was the first time with audio. Ron Howard in California, who easily hears it, says, very nice reception for Texas. They've been doing better than the norm here on the California coast, with identical sign-off times of 12.09 UT on both August 24th and 25th. In another month, you perhaps will also be able to hear their sign-off as well. It's a fun station to catch due to their unique Greek programming and their low power, the last I knew, 500 watts. Via Wolfgang Büscher, we have an updated Radio Australia schedule effective the 19th of August. We noticed immediately that something was missing. There are no longer any relays via Taiwan. The overseas relays now are coming from the UAE, Singapore, or Palau. Furthermore, there have been some changes in transmissions from inside Australia, notably on 19,000 kilohertz, which had been 2 hours a day. Now it's 4 hours. Two different transmitters and slightly different azimuths between 23 and 01 and the new time of 01 to 03 UT. That second portion, I believe, is what is planned for DRM, but that's been delayed and there's still no target date known. In the meanwhile, those transmissions are also in the AM mode. Jerry Linneman adds, at a recent broadcast trade show, I stopped at the Continental Electronics booth and talked a bit about their shortwave business. It was mentioned that they have recently sent several, maybe five, 100 kilowatt transmitters to Radio Australia, apparently for DRM use. They had no information concerning eventual on-air dates. Well, I suppose any DRM transmitter is also capable of AM, so these may be normal replacements for some of their older units, not necessarily all to be used only for DRM. Ron Howard in California says the strongest frequency in time for me to hear Bangladesh Betar is 15505. For the Hindi broadcast at 1515 to 1545, as he heard on August 22nd. Here in Oklahoma, I would say it's the same frequency, but the earlier broadcast in Urdu at 1400 to 1430, which I hear best. They've continued to be on 15105 for the English broadcast at 1230, which sometimes starts to show up here before 1300. By the way, the direct Great Circle Path from Bangladesh to Oklahoma comes in almost transpolar, within 7 degrees of the North Pole, over the northwest Canadian Arctic. The areas in North America which are exactly transpolar from Dhaka, Bangladesh, are Thunder Bay, Madison, Cairo, New Orleans, Merida, and San Salvador. As for the final broadcasts of the day in English and Bengali between 1745 and 2000 UT, they've kept changing frequencies on the 7 MHz band. They were on 7105, but the intruder watchers convinced them to get out of the ham band. They were on 7205 for a while, but as of August 29th, they'd returned to 7250, according to Wolfgang Büschel. Unfortunately, All India Radio is also within 22 hertz of that frequency between 1730 and 1830. In the Radio Escudos group in Brazil, Durval 1503 reports that Radio Inconfidencia resumed the 49-meter band heard August 27th at 1505 UT on 6010. Although it may be irregular, as some others said they could not hear it, but one who did hear it on the same occasion was Paulo Labasti in São Paulo. An undated story from cnews.ca via NRC DX News says a Haitian radio station in Montreal was hit by arsonists after hosts criticized the country's former dictator. It's CPAM 1610, whose real call sign is CJWI. It was torched following calls by hosts for a criminal trial for Jean-Claude Duvalier, who returned last year to the country he terrorized for decades. Their offices were partially destroyed and the studio suffered water damage, rendering it useless, but it was back on the air within 10 hours. For several weeks at various times between 13 and 15 UT, I've been picking up some usually very weak, just barely audible carriers spaced exactly 8 kilohertz apart at various frequencies between 11.7 and 11.8 megahertz. When they're within 1 or 2 kilohertz of a station on frequency, they make a heterodyne. The ones I've detected are 11728, 36, 44, 52, 68, 76, 84, and 11792. You may notice I skipped one, 11760. So as spurious transmissions usually work, we suspect the offending transmitter was right there in the middle on 11760. Wolfgang Büschel figured out that they were probably jamming a transmission in Chinese from Australia via Taiwan, which, however, has meanwhile, as I mentioned, been replaced by other sites on other frequencies. And furthermore, there are other instances of exactly the same thing, a series of carriers 8 kilohertz apart. I wasn't sure what they were until they finally became strong enough, some of them, to bring in some audio of CNR1, which I could parallel to some much stronger intentional CNR1 jammers on other frequencies in the band. Between 11 and 13 UT, the originating transmitter appears to be on 11710, as Ron Howard and Wolfgang Büschel have been hearing carriers at multiples of 8 kHz above and below that frequency. And I've also heard one of them on 11734. Wolfgang Büschel has found a couple of others on other bands doing exactly the same thing, centered on 13610 versus VOA Chinese via Saipan between 09 and 11, plus all those frequencies, 8 kHz, multiples above and below. And also on 15430, which is against Radio Free Asia, between 15 and 17 UT. So that accounts for 8 hours a day, and I'll bet the same thing is happening on some as yet undiscovered frequencies the rest of the day. Spurs from Chinese jammers. August 23rd at 0257 on 6110, I was hearing a poor signal with a repetitive interval signal. Several stations are listed. Don't you believe it could be Azerbaijan, as in the Aoki list, since that's one of many which no longer exist. The most likely is Radio Fana in Ethiopia. And in fact, I found a match to the interval signal I was hearing at the very useful archive provided by David Koenig, www.intervalsignals.net. Don't let it slip past you if you have any chance of pulling in the 100-watt Scandinavian weekend radio, preferably if you're inside Europe. Yes, another 24-hour broadcast is scheduled to start Friday, 31 August at 21 UT, since that's the very beginning of the first Saturday in September, local time. Details of the schedule are at www.swradio.net/schedule.htm. Eric Bryan in Washington State says, great traditional atmospheric music from the Voice of Greece on 9420, August 23rd at 0158 until pulling the plug at 0200. I used to listen to them well into the nights here. Now with this truncated schedule, broadcasts end just as reception starts to improve with local sundown. Reception was fair for those 2 minutes, very listenable for the music. I agree it's a shame they're no longer on the air overnight, North American time. However, I also get acceptable reception on 15630 during the afternoon nap time, roughly 20 to 22 UT. During those hours, some other stations on 16 or 19 meters, playing different kinds of music I enjoy, include Kuwait on 15540, mostly Western music, or 17550 for Arabic music, Morocco on 15349.1, VOA African Service in English on 15580, or in French on 15730 or 17530. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring the exotic All India radio station in Kohima on 4850, but it's quite erratic. August 22nd, it was heard from 1210 to sign off at 1401, including partly in English, IDs and other programming, news in English at 1350 to 1400. August 25th, it was off the air, as well as August 26th. Another erratic station is RRI in Wamena, Papua Province, Indonesia. Ron Howard heard it August 28th from 1152 to 1226, varying about 50 hertz below 4870. He says it's only the third time this month that they've been broadcasting during this time period. At 1159, they played Love Ambon and into a Jakarta news relay. They also have streaming audio at rriwamena.com. And later on, he reports that it was off the air August 29th. Strange how they appear for one day and then are gone for many days. Partasarathi Goswami in West Bengal heard them on a day they were on the air and even got a verification. The letter translated from Indonesian says about their shortwave usage. They are also on FM. Shortwave runs in local time from 5 to 10 a.m. and 16 to 24 hours. So that converts to universal time, 20 until 01 and 07 to 15. For at least 3 days, August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, I was hearing VOA interfering with itself. The broadcast at 20 UT on 15580 of the African Music Service, but announced in English, had some other audio at equal level. I finally figured out that it was the Voice of America Korean service. Apparently the Madagascar relay scheduled during that hour was somehow mixing in two audio feeds, probably from adjacent satellite channels. Leonardo Santiago in Merida, Venezuela, was hearing a distorted transmission, presumably single sideband with music in English, on 6950, August 26th at 0209, otherwise good reception. That's a frequency often used by North American pirates, and it so happens that Mark Taylor in Wisconsin was listening at exactly the same time and identified it as Wolverine Radio, with an ID every third song. After some slow scan television, they went off at 0232. Mark's report was in the NASPA flash sheet, which he edits, and it was my pleasure to be able to put these two together, identifying it for Leonardo. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1632. Our website brings you much more information, worldofradio.com. Look especially for the archive of DX Listening Digests. Your financial support is always welcome. Not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Or by check or money order in U.S. funds only, please, in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK 73702, USA. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports, the Radio Pakistan Islamabad Persian service considerably off frequency between 17 and 18 UT August 24th. Supposed to be on 7510, but measured on 7512.312. He just heard the end of the broadcast, but checked the next day. It was a little different, 7512.323, while the parallel frequency was right on 9370, and no longer having to contend with WTJC, which gave up on shortwave a few weeks ago. On August 27th, he found another Pakistan transmitter off frequency by about the same amount, the Hindi service at 10:45 to 11:45, and Gujarati at 11:45 to 12:15 on 9805. We're really on 9807.137. It went off the air at 12:15:50. Ron Howard in California notes that consistently the strongest Papua New Guinea station at this time period is 3260 NBC Madang. It consistently cuts off the carrier at 12:06 UT during the newscast. That was heard on August 22nd, 25th, and 26th. Although on occasion they're just playing music during that period. Listening lakeside from his car near Vernon, British Columbia, Harold Sellers reports Solomon Islands broadcasting on 5019.9, August 24th at 11:55. It was in talk pigeon with pop music at 11:56, a devotional Bible message in English. And at 12:01, they said, "You've been listening to the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation, Radio Happy Isles." They gave frequencies, goodbyes, and played the national anthem before closing down. More about the much-anticipated revival of shortwave from Radio Hargeisa in Somaliland. The Somaliland Sun carries stories online relating to this every so often. One dated 25 August is headline, "Information Ministry Rebuffs Alleged Internal Infighting." Subheadline, "All Department Heads Are Working in Harmony, and new radio transmitter operational soon." It says the Ministry of Information has denied the existence of differences among senior staff. The Director General, Mr. Abdirashid Jibril Yusuf, made the denial during a press briefing where he also informed on the status of the new Radio Hargeisa transmitter and purported dismissal of a senior officer. The Director General said the new transmitter is installed and antennae are fully erected. Testing will commence immediately. The studios are connected. According to the ministry's technical director, Mr. Ahmed Suleiman, the much-anticipated nationwide radio transmission will be on service as soon as ongoing tests and linkage with studios is completed. The technical director said all ongoing works are under local engineers following the departure of the 14 Chinese experts whose mission pertained to installation of the transmitter and erection of antennas. Somalilanders are anxiously awaiting the full commissioning of the 100-kilowatt radio transmitter that will avail nationwide transmissions of Radio Hargeisa broadcasts, since the current Radio Hargeisa transmitter has a capacity to cover only a distance of 40 square kilometers radius. Thus, only Hargeisa residents and those in its peri-urban areas receive programs from the national radio station. Another story on August 29th says the Minister of Information and National Guidance has been sacked from his post with immediate effect. President H.E. Ahmed Mahmoud Silanio relieved Abdirahman Yusuf Dwali Bubi of his duties as the Minister of Info and National Guidance, according to a presidential decree. The sacking of Bubi, that's B-O-O-B-E, comes 48 hours after he sacked the director of the national TV station, SLN-TV, Mr. Ahmed Mohammed Suleiman, known as Duhul. and the managing editor of the state-print-owned Dahuan Media Group. Well, there's a lot of infighting, obviously, in the Somaliland government pertaining to the media. Not clear how this second item pertains to the shortwave broadcast, maybe not at all. Meanwhile, Don Jensen reports August 28th to the Nasser Group, Radio Argesa's new shortwave transmitter has been testing beginning Sunday, August 26th, but he's not been able to get a specific frequency from his contact, presumably somewhere on the 41-meter band. We hope more like 40 meters, 7530, which has been used previously. So far, he's not been able to hear it on any of those likely frequencies. Have you ever heard of Swains Island, S-W-A-I-N-S? It's near American Samoa and counts as a separate DXCC entity for amateur radio operators, and a de-expedition is on the way there at great expense. It's mentioned in the Ohio Penn DX Bulletin. The call sign is NH8S, the Wimmer Hotel 8 Sierra, even though you'll find Swains Island listed as KH8. Read more about the expedition and its progress. It might be on the air by September 5th at nh8s.org. Wolfgang Büschel reports two Voice of Turkey transmitters are mixing together, producing symmetrical intermodulation for the Turkish broadcast at 1927 to 2027 UT. They're the ones originally on 9460 in Turkish and 9635 for only that 1 hour in French, putting the spurs very close to within a few hertz of 9285 and 9810. It's a familiar story if you've followed hurricanes approaching the U.S. before. This time with Isaac, we checked AFN transmitters on Saddlebunch Keys in Florida and found some of them missing, but not all of them. There are three frequencies often on the air all at once, but not necessarily, even when there's no problem with the wind. The frequencies to check are on upper sideband 5446.5, 7811, and 12133.5. Once again, WWL seemed to be the prime station covering the hurricane as it hit the mainland. 870 in New Orleans, also streaming online. And then there's the Hurricane Watch Net, amateur radio operators reporting in their observations, primarily on 14325 USB, as Thomas Witherspoon reminds us. WWL already has huge coverage, but during emergencies, stations which have directional antennas are allowed to go non-directional and even operate with day power at night if that means they'll be more effective in emergencies. This might have been happening at WINZ 940 in Miami, but they were already putting in a good signal to the north before the hurricane approached, as first reported by Joe Fella in New Jersey. He was hearing them August 21st in the evenings. Normally they're quite inaudible, but they were overriding the other 940 in Macon, Georgia, and then heard by many others. Richard Lewis in Mississippi reminded us of WWL, as well as WTNI 1640 in Biloxi, which was doing hurricane coverage. It's rather difficult to hear any medium wave stations from Nevada to the east because of directional patterns and so forth. However, on two occasions I tried this past week, I was getting KXNT 840 in North Las Vegas around 1200 UT, which is sunrise here in Oklahoma. It's a CBS station giving their definite ID also for News Radio 100.5 KXNT FM. Looking at their pattern, they're supposed to put only a very tiny lobe to the east, so I suspect it's been out of whack. I heard this on August 28th and 29th. And on the second day, I also heard the next station up the dial in Las Vegas, 870 in Spanish, which is KLSQ. If you've not heard 50 kilowatt KXEN 1010 St. Louis lately, that's their day power, This could be why, according to FCC actions via Bill Hill and NRC DX News, they're no longer 50 kilowatts. Their transmitter site is being sold. They're temporarily transmitting from a tower of WGNU 920. Both of these are across the river in Illinois, and KXEN is at much reduced power of only 350 watts daytime, 125 watts at night. Yet I definitely heard them August 29th at 12:30 UT. We've run across some unexpected extended broadcasts from U.S. shortwave stations. UT Sunday, August 26th on 7490. WBCQ is still on at 0510 and still on 1 hour later with mostly music, with occasional identifications as Antenna Album Rock or you're listening to Antenna4.com. I checked that website and found that they were promoting a portable concert of the Grateful Dead from Missoula, Montana in 1974, which would be broadcast on 7490 and repeated August 27th at midnight UT. Too bad we didn't have any advance notice. Then on August 27th at 0523, I was surprised to find a strong signal on 5050, which I can only presume was WWRB on the air a sesquiarre later than the usual sign-off, although I heard no ID. It was narration about Nostradamus and predictions for 1999 and 2000. This may have continued all night because Ron Howard was also hearing something strange on 5050 from 11:34 until sign-off at 11:58. He checked with Australian listeners and they confirmed it was not Aussie radio. It was in English and mixing with Beibube radio in China about catastrophic events that may happen. But nothing there 24 hours later, so it may have been a special broadcast. The big, dirty, distorted parasitic spurs from WHRI's 9860 transmitter I mentioned last week, extending up to 25 kilohertz either side of 9860, were heard at least three nights in a row between 01 and 02 UT, but as of August 25th, they appeared to have been fixed. DX Remix News Bulgaria reports that Vatican Radio has changed a frequency for its South Asian service in Urdu, Hindi, Tamil, Malayalam, and English from 1415 to 16 UT via Madagascar, 17510 replacing 17520 to avoid Radio Pakistan. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued August 27th, this time non-numerical. Geomagnetic field activity mostly quiet to unsettled until 15 September. Unsettled to active on 15 and 16 September. Mostly quiet to unsettled again from the 17th to 21st of September. Numerically, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2 until a peak to 12 and 4 September 15th and 16th. Solar flux peaking at 125 August 30th to September 1st and then dropping off to 95 by September 17th. And so concludes World of Radio 1632. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.